Mohammad Javad Zarif joins us now from our bureau in New York. He is Iran's permanent representative to the United Nations. Ambassador Zarif, can you first tell us definitively, has Iran stopped uranium enrichment? And if so, is that a temporary suspension or a permanent one?
Well, Iran agreed to three things, basically. One was to clarify all IAEA questions, that is to clarify the past and present a full and consistent picture of the past. We've done that already. The second aspect was to sign the additional protocol. We need to get the approval of the board of the IAEA in order to actually sign the protocol. From our side, signing the additional protocol is not a problem. We're ready to sign it. On the third issue, which is suspension of enrichment, we have already declared that we will suspend enrichment. It's a technical issue, but we will make a declaration very soon that we have stopped enrichment activities.
And you will regard that suspension as something,
is temporary in nature. We have agreed to suspend uranium enrichment in order to provide the necessary international atmosphere for confidence building and for future cooperation.
Speaking of which, here are some elements of an inspection regime of nuclear facilities that Senator Richard Lugar said today ought to be applied to Iran. I'm going to quote now. He said, elements should include unfettered freedom for inspectors, unsupervised interviews of nuclear scientists and engineers, out of the countries with their families if necessary, and unrestrained aerial surveillance. Iran, he acknowledged, may object to such intrusive inspections as impinging on its sovereignty, but this is the price Tehran should be paying to convince outsiders that it's keeping its word under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Can Iran abide a regime like that?
No, that is unfortunately an unacceptable proposition that Senator Lugar is putting across, and I think it is dangerous and not healthy and not conducive to international cooperation. And I believe the international community wants cooperation and wants confidence building and transparency in this field. And I believe it can be done through cooperative methods and not through intrusive impositions by the United States. I don't think the international community will be ready for that.
Given Iran's security situation, does the government in Tehran consider it a possibly desirable option, if not now, then sometime in the near future, to in fact at some point develop nuclear weapons?
And no, in fact, we believe that nuclear weapons will not augment our security. We are not in a position to engage in an arms race in the area of weapons of mass destruction. We will be far behind, and it will not provide security for us.
One other point, just a reality check. Secretary Armitage told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today, this was his interpretation, that when the International Atomic Energy Agency set an October 31st deadline for Iran, that Iran was shocked, that this was not what your government expected, that it was a very different position taken by the IAEA. You might have expected this from the United States, but not from the international body. Has he got that right? Has this been a stunning moment for Iran?
Well, it was indeed strange that the United States could maneuver in international organizations to this extent and impose its views on international organizations. Now, let us see whether the United States will be prepared to work within international organizations in order to resolve the problem. Iran can say categorically that we're not interested in developing nuclear weapons. But we can say also categorically that we will not allow anybody to undermine our right to develop nuclear energy for peaceful purposes.
Mohammad Javad Zarif is Iran's permanent representative to the United Nations. He spoke to us from New York. Thank you very much, Ambassador Zarif.
It's good to be with you.